Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska looks at the history of the Winchester Repeating Arms Company and the surprising marketing strategy that helped cement its rifle's place in the myth of the West.
If you are a Wild West film fan, then you've probably seen Winchester 73.
I didn't get a chance to use that gun, Matthew!
True Grit.
Fill your hand, you son of a...
In High Noon.
On this our wedding day, do not forsake me, oh my darling.
Besides being films about the West, all of these films also feature a Winchester Model 1873 rifle. The carbine has widely been credited as being the gun that won the West. Danny Michael is the assistant curator at the Cody Firearms Museum. He says the history might be a little iffy whether the rifle really won the West, but...
They were really successful at selling that idea that their guns were the ones that were influential to the West. And they used that throughout the 20th century, and especially heavy in kind of the mid to late 20th century with lots of movie marketing, lots of PR stunts.
Those stunts included driving a stagecoach through New York City with one of the Winchester executives holding a Winchester rifle and making movies with their guns as a centerpiece. But there was one particular stunt that seemed a little unusual to digital archivist Mac Frost.
I kept trying to figure out what in the world was going on with this and why these pictures were in there.
Frost is the archivist at the McCracken Research Library. He was going through and digitizing a collection of Winchester archives when...
And all of a sudden I came across all these publicity stills of this hanging.
After some digging, Frost figured out the hanging photos were part of the Winchester marketing department trying to make up for a mistake in a photo that they used in a 1962 catalog.
It's talking about 19 out of 20 Texas Rangers use Winchester. The only problem is that the picture that was used is not of Texas Rangers, it's of Arizona Rangers, and a very historical photo, as a matter of fact. The advertising department just didn't do their research well enough.
And in order to make up for it, they decided to hang the advertising executive who came up with the ad campaign and, of course, document the mock hanging.
They have a whole bunch of members of the Phoenix JCs who are dressed up as the posse, and they're all carrying Winchester rifles, of course. And they take him out to an area where he's given the opportunity to have one last cigarette while he's being measured for his coffin.
There are 9 images altogether, and in the end, the ad executive is forgiven. Frost says it was all a publicity gag for the company, and it probably had to do with their intended audience.
Here you've got a state in the West which is proud of their gun ownership. And the last thing they want to do is irk the folks who buy their guns into buying some other brand of gun.
The company associated itself so much with the West that it had to make sure it respected the different type of ranger. Danny Michael says today, Winchester can't really pull off the same kind of stunts.
I doubt you'd see a stagecoach with a bunch of execs holding Winchesters in New York City today as a successful marketing campaign.
But back then, this strategy was a success.
A lot of their guns ended up in the sort of spaghetti Westerns of the Western TV shows and that kind of thing. So people saw a movie, they saw Winchester 73, and then they wanted to go get a Winchester rifle, and they did.
And through those movies, the legend of the Winchester 73 lives on. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.
I only know I must be brave, or I must face a man who hates me.